The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Now, the Downing Street deals continue behind closed doors?
Yeah, they're still not walking in the Rose Garden yet. They're still not officially there for a coalition government or a merged government or whatever you like to call them. But the UK Conservative Party and Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party say they are close to doing a deal, although the former Prime Minister John Major says he's very wary about that. There is concern that, of course, it could upset the apple cart in Northern Ireland if the DUP have just a bit more power. And as we know, in Northern Ireland, the apples are always prone to heavy bruising, aren't they?
Yeah, they're strange bedfellows, aren't they, those two?
In a way, they are. On the other hand, I mean, the actual formal name of the Conservative Party is the Conservative and Unionist Party. But at the same time, they are strange because basically mainland political parties have made large strides towards being considerably more liberal about things like same-sex marriage and so forth and abortion. And yet the Democratic Unionists are against both of those.
Yeah.
And yet they're softer on Brexit, which is not what the Conservative Party is getting. Anyway, they're getting there, although still, I have to say, I checked with the bookies a couple of hours ago, and you still get very short odds on another election this year and a different Prime Minister.
Yeah. Jihadi Jack, tell us about this.
Well, this guy, yeah, that's his nickname, certainly, Jack Letts, a 21-year-old former student. Some extraordinary things have happened with him. Essentially, this guy claims that he escaped the clutches of Islamic State, that he is now a prisoner of Kurdish forces, he says, who are fighting Islamic State in Syria. He spent the last 3 years in Syria. He basically absconded from university and went off in that direction. He's therefore wanted by the UK government for terrorist crimes committed in Syria. But he says he needs help now to get home. Jack's family say he has never committed any crimes. He only went to Syria for humanitarian reasons, to help people. And it's interesting, though, the parents, they face charges of funding terrorism because they sent some money out to their son. But in the words of Dad, if he's had anything to do with Islamic State, then I want nothing to do with him. So we have a tangled web. Should somebody help this guy, or is he absolutely a terrorist who's just changed his ideas 3 years later?
Err on the side of caution, I would have thought. Now, the bee invasion.
Well, it's huge on social media. These pictures are everywhere. But a swarm of bees have invaded a woman's car in Hull in the northeast of England. 20,000 of these bees decided to set up camp in the front of Shirley Taylor's Nissan Micra. And despite the attentions of the local beekeepers association, the bees are refusing to buzz off. And they've been there for 3 days.
Oh.
Shirley's husband, Mark, reckons it's all because of her Bee Gees CDs in the car. That's the kind of thing that her husband would say. But it's the right problem because people are getting stung by these things apart from anything else. But I don't know, once you get a bee in your bonnet, what can you do?
They could lift the car up, 20,000 bees.
Do you know what? You kind of wonder what else they could do. Apparently, they've taken to all the little nooks and crannies inside and they've started producing honey and wax.
Oh.
So they really have made their home in a car.
Sell the car. Adam Gilchrist, thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.